Joining me now is Dale Edwards from Crossroad Assembly and Marilyn Barber, who is with Food Backpacks for Kids. And we're going to talk about the ballot. Let's back up on the program here. This is a year-long thing, right? Not just during the school year that you supply?
No, it's only during the school year. We partner with the Stanislaus and Mapleton school districts while they're in session.
Right. How long has the program been going on?
In October of 2012, 7 years.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's a long time already. How many kids do you feel you serve?
Last year, we fed 72 children on weekends in Stanislaus School District and 25 children in Mapleton, 97.
Hmm. Now, I happen to know one of the young men who participates in the program, so I have seen the basket that they bring home. There's quite a lot of good stuff in there.
Yeah, we make sure that the weekend they're fed well. And it's nutritious, and in many cases, some of these children, there's no means by which they can prepare food, so it has to be meals ready to eat, if you will. There's a lot of restrictions to it because of tree nuts and peanut allergies and that type of thing, and so it's a challenge in some ways. We went through the nutritionist at Peace Harbor Hospital to help us initially identify what kids need and protein factors, all of those dynamics. And so it's very healthy food. It's enjoyable food. We've actually had it's kid-tested food, mm-hmm. I guess is a good way to say it. But there's adequate food for a child through the weekend.
Now, who puts all this together, like every week? Is there a group of volunteers?
Yes. We have what we call an operations team, and they receive product, they order product, they schedule the volunteers to come in. And it's quite amazing to see the way they have synchronized the whole process to where it's effective and efficient. And they've packed 97 food bags in about 20 minutes to 30 minutes. Wow. Very efficient.
Now, where does the food come from? I mean, where does the supplies, where do you guys get that?
Well, when we first started it, we were trying to just shop and find. A lot of stuff came from the valley, and it was a transportational dynamic that had to happen every week. A couple years back, 3 years ago?
Four.
4 years ago, Fred Meyer here in town really stepped up and helped us, and we're able to purchase through them. It's brought in. It fits a number of things. One, it's a local dynamic. We support local business. Secondly, the transportation issue is no longer the challenge because everything is brought here, and we're able to pick up in one location rather than several at that time. So most of our food is purchased right here in town.
Grocery Outlet has been another wonderful resource for us, and they've donated their yellow food bags for the food to be packed in, as well as shopping for fresh fruits and vegetables, a few other things.
Now, I know Fred Meyer's with their rewards card. They have programs where you can help out schools and things like that. Do they have that? Can someone go in there and sign up for like Food Backpack for Kids and then some money go toward that?
Absolutely. They've been a wonderful donor to us with our rewards program, and we welcome anyone out there that is thinking of a way to give, and really without costing them anything. They just get onto the Fred Meyer website and follow the donation instructions, and we'll be there. I think we just had our NPO number changed, but I think the instruction, if they put in Food Backpack for Kids, it will be pulled
information
up.
Information will come up. Uh-huh. Yeah. And it stays locally too, right? The money they spend here on the rewards card is for this program specifically.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
But statewide, anyone shopping in a Fred Meyer,
if they're signed up for this rewards program,
it will go to us. Yeah.
That's right.
That's good. So tell all your friends and neighbors, right, that live in other towns,
right,
you know, that you want to help out here.
And it doesn't take away from their own rewards program.
That's
so
right.
This is separate from an individual rewards thing.
Right. We still get our points, and still get everything that we need on there. That's really cool. So that's an opportunity there that people can do without having to go over and above their budget. So even people that are on a low-cost income that still have to shop, they can still benefit other people in that same situation.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. That's awesome.
We're very grateful for our local vendors and producers here. They've caught the vision for kids, and we're pleased to be able to partner with them.
Now, what other ways can people help? I mean, because obviously there's some opportunities people would like to be able to participate or to be able to give in some way for kids that are hungry on the weekends. How can they do that?
They can help volunteer. We have about 45 volunteers signed up this year for packing the food bags, helping unload our deliveries, because think of the inventory it takes to feed all of those children. It's grown quite a bit, and that's a lot of heavy lifting for some of our more senior volunteers. And so if they want to contact the office at Crossroad, it's 541-997-3533. That would be a way for them to look into that. Get on our website and look at our website, and there are other ways to connect with us.
And as you can imagine, the financial challenge for something like this is rather interesting. It started out with $2,000 and a dream and a lot of prayer. It is about $80,000 a year now as what it costs us to be able to do that.
Wow.
And so if people want to support that on a monthly basis, we have people who have figured out what it would be to do that for a school year, and they do a lump sum for that. We have had people help us with a variety of means by which they can give. A one-time gift. What we're endeavoring to develop is an endowment that will allow it to have perpetuity, where interest earnings can help offset some of that. We have people that have helped us write grants. There's just been a variety of ways. People have caught the vision where kids, there's no child that should be hungry. I can't explain the dynamics that happen, why there's hunger, why a family dynamic is there. That's a challenge that we don't always understand. And our challenge, though, is to deal with the issue of the hunger. I've had people say, well, Pastor, aren't you enabling? When you have a child that's hungry, enablement is not the issue. How do you satiate that appetite for that moment? We have found, and we have the testimonials from our school system and our administrator, people who are within the scope of the school who can testify the fact that these children, when they have food over a weekend, come to school more apt to learn. Tell the story about our superintendent and his statement of kids with hunger before and after the program.
Andy Gerskowiak is a Science Law School superintendent, and he wanted to write an endorsement letter for our program. And in that letter, he painted a picture of what our children looked like, acted like before we started feeding them on the weekend, and what it looked like after. And before, on Fridays, they would go out through the cafeteria and put any food that they could find in their backpacks and even ask some friends, are you going to eat that? And if not, they'd put it in their backpack. And then on Monday mornings was another heart-wrenching thing that they noticed. The children would come to school so hungry that they would absolutely gorge on anything they could get their hands on, and think of how that must have felt to them. So Andy ended that description, and he said, now He says, that does not happen anymore. We've really met the need fully. And so it's another part of our program that I think is very important for everyone to know is it is not an entitlement program. The schools are very diligent in the first month of the school year paying attention to children, and they learn quickly what children need the food. And so they are discreetly chosen and put in a place where they have their dignity, and the food bags are placed in their bags. The school has been a perfect partnership. We could not do what we do without the school. We also could not do what we do without the community, because we're not federally funded. And this is a grassroots program. Sure. Supported by a wonderful community.
It really is a surprising thing. I guess I, in the back of my mind, knew that there was probably this type of hunger, but it's an invisible thing to the community. How many of us see a child who doesn't have food? We just don't see that. And when it came to our attention, which was rather unique, it was a special needs young man that came home one day and shared the story with his mom. And he was crying. And she said, what's wrong? He says, one of my best friends today shared with me that they didn't have food over the weekend. They went dumpster diving behind restaurants to find food. And she was horrified to think about that. I mean, that just is not something we think about in our little community. Mm-hmm. And yet, as she began to investigate it, she found out this was, in fact, a reality. She came to my office and she shared with me the story, and that's how this thing began. I've often said that if you want to get a job done, ask a committee of ladies, because they know how to marshal the troops. And really, the passion, the nurturing moment that they have really stepped up. And to see how that, from that infinitesimal little small group and small amount of money, has grown, I wouldn't even know how to say how many families have been impacted by it. I just know that there are. We have a blind trust with the school by purpose for the dignity of these children and families. We make sure the food is there. They make sure it's distributed to the family and to the at-need and risk situation. It's a wonderful partnership.
Well, I tell you, we really appreciate what you folks do, and that, because, you know, you don't want to see children go hungry.
No.
That's just the reality.
This is the only program in the community that has found a way to put the food directly in the children's hands. So no matter their circumstances, for a weekend, easily opened, ready to eat, and it fills their tummies.
You know, one of the things that I've had asked over the years is, you know, is this a church program? Well, We banner it under our 501c3. It's the humanitarian side of what we do. But we have no, there is no proselytization, that's a big word, on a Monday. Tuesday, I guess it is.
Seems like Monday. See, I'm the same way. I thought it was Monday all day, too.
But that's not our intent. Right. It's pure, we want to meet the need of a hungry child. And I've had people say, would that inhibit somebody from giving? Well, if that does, that's an individual issue. We make sure that every single penny that's given goes to meet the need of a hungry child. We don't commingle funds. It's a separated program. We have its own banking, its own funding, its own program in that sense. And it's a wonderful program for kids. And that's the bottom line.
Right. Meeting the need today.
Absolutely. Yep. And, you know, we're not here to try and garner any benefit from that, other than we just wouldn't want a child to be hungry.
Again, thank you both.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
What you do.
Thank you, George.
Dale Edwards and Marilyn Barba with the Food Backpack for Kids. We'll have more after news at the top of the hour on this September edition of Our Town.